Welcome to Weekend with Wiser, where you're going to find me on Saturday at Floridorama for the Floridorama First and Lit Fest. It's going to be amazing. Bill DeYoung will be there, Paul Wilburn, Sharon Falta, Kathy Celestri, and I will be there taking notes and also interviewing people. There is so much going on. I also plan that day to go to the Green Light Lounge and Kitchen and Lounge and see our friend David Downing with his five-piece band. With the Palladium closed for renovations, Green Light Kitchen and Lounge is the place to hear jazz. There's stand-up, there's comedy, there's even dance. There's so much going on. Let's talk about some of the things going on around town at the Creative Clay Cultural Arts Center. On September 4th, there'll be the first Friday art market, second Saturday art walk, and that Creative Pinellas also has a big event coming up. At Duncan McClellan Gallery through October 4th is the Birds of Paradise Group exhibition. Also going on at the Dunedin Fine Arts Center through August 23rd is Pressing on Printmaking at the Dunedin Fine Arts Center. There's also a print exhibit at the St. Petersburg Museum of History. Maria Farias will be talking about that on Monday. Also at the Dunedin Fine Arts Center is the DFAC Con in September 12th. So many galleries to go to. I encourage you all to spend second Saturday with us going around downtown. So the Floridorama also has Maker Mondays, August 17th and 31st, and on September 7th and 14th, it repeats again. Benchmark International Arena, PFL Tampa, is going on August 22nd. September 12th, The Strokes. September 18th, The Zac Brown Band. September 25th, Gabriel Iglesias. And October 2nd, Los Tigres del Norte. Continuing on in October at Benchmark International Arena Theater. Venue is October 10th, Phil Wickham. And on the 14th, Weezer. American Stage on October 1st will have Broadway by Candlelight, The Things We Do for Love at the James Museum, a fundraiser we hope you will not miss. The Biltheimer Capital Theater has so many great shows. On the 21st, Supertramp, Breakfast in America, the classic albums live. September 10th, Ann Wilson. October 10th, Jimmy Fallon. And then on movies as well are there, including the 29th, Miracle, and September 5th, Apollo 13, one of my favorites. Katherine Hickman Theater is always a fun place to go in Gulfport on August 22nd. St. Pete Dance presents on Broadway, a ballroom extravaganza. August 29th is Backtrack Blues Band. September 4th is an art reception and exhibit. September 25th is Eliza Niels brings electrifying blues rock to Gulfport. The one and only Nan Colton as Georgia O'Keeffe returns on September 27th. While you're in Gulfport, please go by Brenda McMahon Gallery. She just has a wonderful bird exhibit there now that I just adore. Central Park Performing Arts Center continues on with its great shows on the 22nd. There is an evening with Journey's Jonathan Cain on August 23rd, Bad Company Legacy. And on September 4th through 13th, the play Come From Away will be there. 8 o'clock theater is going to be at the Central Park Performing Arts Center doing that play. Ferg's Pavilion has a number of things going on. Doc and Lynch Mob with Deep on August 22nd and on September 11th. I love the 90s tour. Can you believe it? Vanilla Ice, 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 Montel Jordan, and more. Francis Wilson Playhouse, September 11th through 20th, is the marvelous Wonderettes. Freefall Theater has just closed an incredible show. It was just amazing. Bash of the Titans. But here it goes again, the SpongeBob musical. And it is not for kids only. It's so much fun through the 23rd of August. And then September 18th through October 4th. What a wonderful feeling. Greenlight Cinema. Well, they continue on with all of their fabulous stuff. And showing right now is The Samurai and the Prisoner. And then it's followed by August 28th through 29th, September 2nd through the 3rd, Late Fame. And don't forget that Station 12 Studio, who will be with us in studio and on air with you next week in Lunchtime Conversations, our wonderful Mary Rachel Quinn, Eugenie Bondurant, their comedy, acting, improv is going on. Dean Johansson, just wonderful. So, Janice Live, lots of fun things. September 2nd, Rico Nasty. September 4th, Citizen. September 13th, Isaiah Rashad. September 17th, Robin Trower, Local Boy. September 18th through 19th, Elevation Rhythm. September 22nd, Puya. September 29th, The Format. And September 30th, Loathe. The Mad Music Acting Dance Theater of Tampa, October 9th through 18th, has Spring Awakening. And Manatee Performing Arts Center, which is a lovely drive down and with a great meal on your way back, just finished up Fame the Musical, but they have a ton of things going on. Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater, well, you'll be finding me at the 19th for Jack Johnson. I missed that one because I was working. The 21st, Rob Zombie and Marilyn Manson. Yes, you got it. August 24th, Goo Goo Dolls, one of my favorite. August 29th, Dirty Heads and 311. I love Luke Bryan on September 10th and September 11th is the Kehlani World Tour. Clearwater Jazz Holiday. Oh my goodness. My interview with Chris Bode will be airing next Friday, exclusive to you. I don't know. Maybe I have to go on the cool cruise that he's doing out of Los Angeles. Yes, with Elvis Costello. Yes, with Josh Groban. Yes, with Wycliffe Gordon. Yes, so much fun. Chris Bode headlines for the Cool Jazz Thursday, October 15th, with Kim Waters, Jeff Kashua, and Steve Oliver also performing. On October 16th, it's Feel the Rhythm with Sheila E. and the E-Train and Arturo Sandoval. October 17th, Blues and Brass with Larkin Poe and Big Sam's Funky Nation. October 18th, the Wood Brothers, Dunstan Plays, Sly, Roots and Funk. Of course, Tom Katz, Orchestra, Sean Brown, Ronnie D, Julie Black, and so many locals will be performing there as well. What else is going on? Well, let me just tell you that also at the Mid-Florida on the 17th, Empire of the Sun, the 23rd, TLC, and Salt and Peppa, September 24th, Wu-Tang Forever and the Country Folks, Tim McGraw, September 25th. New Tampa Performing Arts Center, Arts Fest 26 on September 11th. The OCC Roadhouse is a super great way to get out and hang out. They have country dancing there. Here's what's going on there on August 22nd. It's Amanda Band USA Boston Tribute. August 28th, Fleetwood Mac, the definitive Fleetwood Mac band tribute. August 29th, Meet Tampa, the largest bike and car event. That's always a lot of fun. On August 30th, Straight Out of the Box, a tribute to George Strait. And on September 5th, Kid Kentucky, a Kid Rock tribute with Johnny Reb. And finally, on September 6th, an Allman Brothers tribute. Who has more fun than we do here at Radio St. Pete and Weekend with Wiser? The Pinellas Park Performing Arts Center just finished up a tribute to Santana. And on September 12th, they'll do a tribute to Stevie Wonder. Riverwalk Tampa, Latin Thursdays, Second Sundays, 11 to 3. Market and Art Walk, lots of fun there. It's worth driving over the bridge, and now the ferry is going over. Ruth Eckert Hall, unbelievable lineup coming up. On the 20th is Mickey Thomas and John Waite, Starship. August 23rd, the one and only Buddy Guy. September 12th, the Mavericks. September 22nd, Wasps. October 2nd, America. October 4th, Celtic Thunder. October 8th, yes, Boss Skaggs, I'm going. Another favorite band of mine, Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox, is October 9th. Never seen him, can't wait. One and only Tom Jones, October 10th. K-pop, Moonlight Princesses. Yep, that's what I'm going to be for Halloween on October 11th, October 15th, the Vampire Circus. Skipper Smokehouse, another reason to go over the bay. I love the fact that Eric Johnson is performing on the 20th. He's fabulous. August 28th, Ward Davis. September 4th, Blacktop Mojo. And Grateful Dead Night, Uncle John's Band, something they do regularly on September 5th. Stageworks Theater, September 24th through October 11th, Jane Austen in 89 Minutes. That is going to be amazing. I can't wait to see that. St. Petersburg City Theater, September 18th through the 27th. There's the Suffragettes Murder. And Straz Center for the Performing Arts, August, right now, they're performing through September 6th, the acclaimed Penelope. August 24th, Cassandra Rose. September 5th is a meet and greet. September 6th is Performing Arts College and Career Fair. September 26th, Chichi Verdes and Vitamin String Quartet and A Girl Named Tom on September 30th. I just really can't tell you how exciting this time of year is. And it's so hot, you have to go inside. So that's what you need to do. Going on also, is the Floridorama Lit Fest, again, the 22nd. Fear Circus Unleashed, a horrific event that is fun for people who like horror with twisted clowns. That is August 22nd at the Coliseum. And the On High Festival on August 28th, Spa Beach at the Pier, downtown, featuring Pepper and the Movement, Surfer Girl, Brother Al, The Grouch, and I. So, you know, there's so much going on. And then I'm going to tell you, I cannot wait to see this. The Drone Art Show, Harry Potter, August 28th through 29th. This is at the Tampa Bay Tournament Sportsplex. If you love Harry Potter, you must see this. National Night in Tampa, Straz Center on August 29th. The Tampa Bay Jewish Film Festival, Kiss Me Kosher on the 30th. And then, yes, Gecko Fest. It's going on all month in Gulfport. So for Weekend with Wiser, I've given you a million ways to have fun.